We're having our second class on how to read Psalms with the traditional tune, Tehamei Emet. Last time we discussed the second most common tune in Tehillim, which is the Atnach, also like the Etnachta, in the middle of a Pasuk. We are going to be working focused on a chapter that most of us know, the chapter of Ashrei, Tehillah LeDavid, chapter 145. So you can open your Tehillim to chapter 145, Kuf Mem Hei. And if you recall, we discussed that the Atnach, the tune for the Atnach is Atnach. And let's quickly review that. Let's go over the chapter Kuf Mem Hei with just the Atnach in each pasuk, okay? Hamelech Avarecheka. Guys, help me out. I know it. You have to practice. Do we all have it? Pasuk Gimel, Gadol, yeah? Me'od ma'asecha hodecha yomeru yabihu Hashem lakol ma'asecha yomeru gevurotav olamim הנופלים יסברו ידיך דרכיו קוראיו יעשה אוהביו. So you saw almost every pasuk has an Atnach. That's why it's the second most common tune. The most common is the last word of the pasuk, what would be called the siluk. Right, that's what we call in Ashkenazic Sof Pasuk, the conclusion of the Pasuk. The Sfaradim called Siluk, and we're going to get to that. We're not going to start with that. Today we're going to learn a tune, which is basically like reading the words, there are many signs that carry this tune. The ones we will work with today, if you look at the first pasuk, under Aromimcha, it looks like a nun, like a backward L shape. You see that? That's called a munach. And that's just read, Aromimcha Elohai HaMelech. And it's read as a lead-in, meaning we don't pause. We just read the words leading into the Atnach. So, Aromimcha Elohai HaMelech. Munach, munach, atnach. We could skip to pasuk zayin or vav. Ve'ezuz noreotecha yomeru. Zecher ravtuvecha yabihu. Chanun verachum Adonai. We skip to kaf. Kevod malchutecha yomeru. Okay, so that's that tune of the munach is a lead-in. So again, munach, munach, atnach, aromimcha Elohai HaMelech. Let's do that 10 times. Aromimcha Elohai HaMelech, aromimcha Elohai HaMelech, aromimcha Elohai HaMelech, aromimcha Elohai HaMelech. 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 Now let's go from Pasuk Aleph to Vav to Zayin to Ches to Kaf. Okay, all those psukim are the same. Aromimcha Elohai HaMelech Ve'ezuz Noreotecha Yomeru Pasuk Zayin Zecher Ravtuvecha Yabihu Chanun Verachum Hashem Tov Hashem Lakol. So that's the next tune we're going to learn. You see that line heading downward under Hashem in Pasuk Tet? That's called the Merecho. And that has an identical tune. It's a lead-in. So it's the identical tune to what we just read. Tov Hashem Lakol. Notice the difference between that and under Hashem's name in the next pasuk, pasuk Yud. We'll see what that is in a minute. But what we have now is a lead-in, a mericha. Yes? Okay. So let's look through the psukim and see what other psukim we have that. Malchut kol olamim, correct. Malchut kol olamim, pasuk pei. Poteach et yadecha, poteach et yadecha. Now you notice the meta, you notice the line connecting et and yadecha. So we really read it as one word. Poteach et yadecha, ritzon yireav ya'aseh, ritzon yireav ya'aseh. Okay, so let's go over the chapter again, as we now know many of the psukim. Aromimcha Elohai Hamelech, pasuk beis, bechol yom avarecheka, pasuk vav, ve'ezuz noreotecha yomeru, zecher rav tuvecha yabihu, chanun verachum Hashem, Tov Hashem lakol, kaf, kevod malchutecha yomeru, pei, poteach et yadecha, reish, ritzon yereav ya'aseh. So now you know how to read the beginnings of many, many psukim in Tehillim. I think that you need time to digest that. I don't think we can do more in one class. So practice that. Maybe we'll take a few more chapters that everyone knows. Let's take... Okay, we could do that. I would say let's go back just a second. Because that's the tune that's most common throughout Tehillim. Let's go to Perkuf Yud Chet. Perekuf Yud Chet, we should know it from our Shabbos davening. And most of the psukim start this way. Are we ready? Okay. Perekuf Yud Chet. We're not yet ready. Not everyone has it. Kuf Yud Chet, 118. Are we ready? Yeah. Hodu Lashem Kitov Yomarna Yisrael Yomeruna Veit Aharon. We skip the next pasuk and the next one and the next one. Kol Goyim. You guys got it? Kol Goyim Sevavuni Sabuni Gam Sevavuni Ozi vezimrat ka yem, that we didn't do yet. Lo amut ki echye yasor yiserani ka pitchuli sharei tzedek ze hashar lashem. Okay. Back a second. We'll take one or two more chapters that way.